CenterPoint Energy takes many steps to help ensure the safety of gas lines in your community and shares important tips like the following. A distinct odor similar to rotten eggs is added to natural gas. If you smell it, clear the area and immediately call CenterPoint Energy. Plus, always remember to call 811 before you dig or begin an outdoor project. Natural gas is one of the safest fuels. To find more tips, visit centerpointenergy.com/gas safety.
I worry about lots of things. My finances, my grandkids.
If you're 65 or older, you have enough things to worry about. Pneumococcal pneumonia shouldn't be one of them. Even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for this potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM 197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 13.
This is the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at Bomber Stadium, it's halftime. Greenwood, impressive in the first half. They lead the Bombers.
We apologize. We are having some technical issues. We'll get you back to Brad at the stadium in just a moment here on Classic Hits 101.7.
Acumen Audio knows it's Bomber football time, and the Sound Pros want you to have the best tailgating experience possible. Clean up the bed of your truck with a fresh Superliner sprayed in bed liner. Keep looking cool with professional window tint with a lifetime warranty from SolarGuard. And don't worry, when the weather gets colder, be ready with a remote start for your ride from Acumen Audio. Call the Sound Pros now to get your appointment, 425-8488, or stop by the corner at 62 and Bomber Boulevard in Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
Halftime, Greenwood leads it 40-0 over Mountain Home. We'll check stats coming up in just a little bit. First, though, we're joined at halftime by Mountain Home Cross Country head coach Will Norris. And, Will, I was saying before we lost our connection there, it just seems like yesterday we were reading your name on the sports about your high school career, and now here you are coaching the high school team. It doesn't seem like it's been that long ago, but I know it's been exciting for you to get back to your alma mater, hasn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Very excited to be back in Mountain Home. And, you know, it means the world to me to be coaching my former high school team.
After you finished your career at Mountain Home, of course, you went on to run collegiately. Tell us about that.
Right. So, I ran at Arkansas State, ran there for 4 years and, was very fortunate to have some great teammates, great coaching staff, to push me. I met my wife there, by the time it was all said and done, got a couple of school records and, a lot of great life experiences from it.
Wow. So you get hired. You're teaching at Mountain Home High School now. You're running this cross-country program. This is a program that is very rich in tradition, obviously, with your success and others that have had it over recent years, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, rich in tradition. It's got a history of, individual state champions, team state champions on both the girls and boys sides. Also some excellent head coaches, that preceded me. So some tough acts to follow. But yes, absolutely.
You still got Peverell helping out, don't you?
Yes. Absolutely fortunate to have him. He's awesome to work with.
His time's not quite as good now as they used to be, are they?
Not quite. We joke about it all the time. It took me about the better part of 3 years to beat him. I remember we'd race head to head, different road races locally, and he still runs just about every day though. Both of us, we run with the kids when we can. So,
well, tell us about how the season's gone so far.
It's gone great. COVID with cross country, as with any and every sport at this point, it's thrown some wrinkles at us, but. We've been able to adapt and adjust, and I think a lot of that is a tribute to the resilience of our kids, and our coaching staff. Us coaches, I think we've been clicking and working well together. you know, Coach Mitch Husky, our athletic director, has been awesome. He's been on the ball. So, you know, we've been able to have a season, which we're very appreciative of, and we've had a lot of success. The kids have been doing great.
You got a busy couple of weeks coming up, don't you?
Yes, absolutely. Tomorrow we're actually going to travel to Camp Denton, Missouri, and run in a big invitational meet there with our varsity boys and girls teams. And then next Saturday we're going to be hosting our Run with the Bulls 5K. That's our fundraiser. So right. That is open to the public. Anyone who would like to come out and support us, they can sign up online, and you can just actually Google Run with the Bulls 5K, and it'll come up, all online registration. And then that following Tuesday, October 13th, we'll have our home meet.
Wow.
So just behind the school.
That Bomber Invitational, it's always a lot of fun. Some good teams come in always, don't they?
Yes, absolutely. You know, we kind of joke, you know, it's turned into a great relationship and always has been, but you know, Mountain Home and West Plains,
right.
bit of a rivalry, but a very, very, a very friendly one. And, you know, we always travel to them, and they do a great job of traveling to us. And it's always a lot of fun, you know, going head to head with those guys.
It will be. Where's the state meet at Hot Springs again this year?
Yep. At Oaklawn. Yes. Yep. Oaklawn Racetrack. So yeah.
What's that like? Obviously, you did that in your career. What's it like to run in the infield of the horse track?
It's unique. No, it's definitely unique. It's a very grand entrance. You know, walking out of the tunnel. You know, coming out of the stands on the horse track. It's a very unique venue, and it's usually a great place to run. It's a true cross country course.
It's interesting. Yeah. I have to see that sometime.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Anything else we need to talk about as far as the team? Had a great showing in Memphis last weekend.
Yes, we did. Yeah, we went head to head last week with some of the best teams in Tennessee, and you know, our boys got were runner up, and our girls were fifth. And so, you know, currently our boys and girls are, you know, considered by most, you know, to be the teams to beat in 5A, and so we've got a target on our back on both the boys and the girls side, but that's the way we want it.
You bet.
So we're just going to keep getting better every week, and you know, I think we're on a good trajectory going into the postseason.
Your first year going good. So outside of coaching, things going good in the school?
Absolutely. Yeah. Definitely.
I asked Will what he was teaching before I got on the air, and he said, "What am I not teaching?"
No, I'm enjoying it a lot. I've got a bit of a math background, and so I'm enjoying teaching AP physics and engineering, you know, and doing some math. So it's a lot of fun.
Tell us about, what's your degree in?
So mechanical engineering is my bachelor's degree. And then I went on to, you know, get a master's in exercise science, biomechanics, research. So a lot of math, a lot of physics.
Well, we're glad to have you. It's good to see you. It's been a few years, but it's good to see you, Will.
Definitely. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
You betcha. Will Norris, head cross-country coach for the Mountain Home High School teams. And the junior high, too, aren't you? Junior high ran yesterday, didn't they?
Yes, they did. Right. Yes, they did. Great showing at Willow Springs.
Yep. All right, it's halftime, 40-0. Greenwood with the lead. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
I told you that front tire needed air.
I know, Dad.
Where's the tire iron? I told you, always keep a tire iron in a jack.
I know, Dad. I got it. Roadside assistance is included with my shelter insurance auto policy. It's one of the reasons you told me to get it. Remember?
Maybe you do listen after all.
At Shelter, listening to you is what we do best.
Shelter Insurance just announced lower auto rates. See Agent Scott Tabor for more details.
Hi, Bill.
Hey, you?
You don't remember my name, do you? You have 27 guesses. Go.
Jane.
No.
Jenny.
No.
Sue.
You don't always get 27 chances, but with a new $50,000 payout scratch-off from the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery, you can win 27 times with more than $20 million in total prizes.
No.
Scarlett.
Wrong.
Lauren.
That's it.
Yes. So how do we know each other again?
Forget it.
Get your ticket today. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
Worry about lots of things. My finances, my grandkids.
If you're 65 or older, you have enough things to worry about. Pneumococcal pneumonia shouldn't be one of them. Even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for this potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM 197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 13.
Let's get an update on scores from around the state with our studio report with Matt Sharp.
And we do welcome you back into the Acumen Audio Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT. Yellville Mountain Home right now at the break. Mountain Home really having their hands full with the team that is ranked fourth in the state overall, number one in Class 6A by the Arkansas Sports Media. Greenwood is up on the Bombers 40-0. Before we get to some of the other football scores, I do want to let you know over on our sister station, KTLO AM. Right now, the Cardinals and Padres are scoreless in Game 3 of their wild card series. Winner of tonight's game will go on to the National League Division Series to face the Dodgers. Let's take a look at what else is going on. First off, I really haven't seen any other scores actually at all in Class 6A. Let me see if there's any posted now. Now there is at halftime. It is Benton up on Asylum Springs by a score of 35-0. Benton came into this game ranked fourth in Class 6A, Asylum Springs fifth. Haven't seen the score on the game between Russell and Van Buren. Again, the game between Little Rock Parkview and Lake Hamilton was canceled. The Wolves came to this week ranked 8th in the state overall, 2nd in Class 6A. Parkview was ranked 10th overall and 3rd. They're tied for 10th, actually, overall, and 3rd in Class 6A. On the local level, Yellville Summit is losing to Bigelow right now by a score of 14-0 in the second quarter. Also, in at halftime, well, Melbourne is just having their way with Salem. The Bearcats are up on the Greyhounds 41-6 at the break. Also this evening in the second quarter, Mountain View is leading Harding Academy 16-14. Wildcats came into this game ranked number one in Class 3A, so this will be a big win for the Yellow Jackets if they're able to hold on. Harrison, who is ranked fifth in Class 5A, pretty much having their way with Alma tonight at halftime. The Goblins are up on the Airedales 42-0. Also this evening, West Plains is just beating up on Lebanon 42-7 at halftime. Hollister is up on Aurora 7-6 at the break. Haven't seen an update on the game between Forsyth and Stockton. Branson is actually tied with Webb City 7-7 at halftime. And Ava is leading Houston 12-8 at the break. And the Arkansas Sports Media top 10 games I haven't yet got to. Number one, Bryant, is up on Little Rock Catholic 21-3. Bryant's also number one in Class 7A. Bentonville, who's number two in the state overall and in Class 7A, is leading Fort Smith Southside 28-7 at halftime. North Little Rock, who is number three in the state overall and in Class 7A, is leading Conway 25-14 in the second quarter. Wampus Cats came into this game ranked sixth in the state overall and fourth in Class 7A. Number five, Pulaski Academy, who is also number one in Class 5A, playing at Little Rock Hall this evening. Have yet to see a score on that one. Number seven, Cabot, who is also number five in Class 7A, is tied with Collierville, Tennessee, 17-17 at halftime. Number nine, Bentonville West, is leading Springdale 10-3 at halftime. And I was mistaken earlier this evening when I said Joe T. Robinson, who is tied with Little Rock Parkview for that number 10 ranking, was playing at Arkadelphia tonight. That game got canceled. So Robinson, who is also number one in Class 4A, ended up taking on Trinity Christian Texas tonight, and it was all Trinity Christian over the Senators 54-0 tonight. We already gone through all the Class 7A top five and the Class 6A top five games and the Class 5A top five number that we haven't yet got to. Number two, Wynn, is playing at home tonight and leading Greene County Tech 7-0 at halftime. Number three, Texarkana, playing at home this evening and leading Camden Fairview 21-0. Number four, Little Rock Christian, is up on Whitehall 21-7 at halftime. Class 4A top five games that I haven't yet got to. Number three, Nashville, is playing at Fountain Lake this evening. See if we can find the update on that. We have not seen that as of yet. Number four, Shiloh Christian at Green Forest this evening. Haven't seen a score on that one as of yet either. And number five, Rivercrest, is playing at home and defeating Cave City 34-0 at halftime. By the way, I mentioned Arkadelphia was scheduled to play Joe T. Robinson, but that game was canceled. The Badgers of Arkadelphia came into this week ranked number 2 in Class 4A. Class 3A top 5 games they haven't yet got to. Number 2, Prescott, leading Falk 54-0 at halftime. It is the number 3 in Newport playing at Riverview this evening. And let's see, right now the Greyhounds are up on the Raiders 28-0 at the break. Number four, Boonville, playing at Danville this evening. And let's see if we've got an update on that game as of yet. We do not. Well, I take that back because it looks like Boonville ended up changing opponents. That game against Danville looks like was canceled. So they're playing against Warren. Boonville is tied with the Lumberjacks 21-all at halftime. Number 5, Hoxie, or the Hoxie's actually tied for 5th, playing at home tonight against Palestine Wheatley. Haven't seen a score update on that one as of yet. And McGee, who's tied with Hoxie for that number 5 ranking, playing at Lake Village Lakeside. And it is McGee up 21-0 in the second quarter. And then the Class 2A top 5 this evening, number 1, Fordyce, is leading Carlisle 27-6 at halftime. Third-ranked Gurdon is up on Hampton 42-6 at the break. Number four, Desark, leading Mount Ida 40-0 at halftime. And number 5, Poen, is up on Dirk 7-0 in the third quarter. Second-ranked Junction City is idle this week. Let's look at what else is going on in the state and the area. We'll get you back to Brad and Sonny in just a moment. Our score at halftime, Mountain Home trailing Greenwood 40-0. You're listening to the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
We depend on internet for everything from gaming to video conferencing, but we also need great television and reliable phone service from a name you can trust and people who answer your calls and provide outstanding customer service locally. Get the support, service, and dependability you can count on from Next, powered by NAEC. Get started today by visiting MyNextFiber.com. Stay connected via internet, television, and phone with Next, powered by NAEC. Visit MyNextFiber.com.
Nearly everyone is looking for and finding joy in the simple pleasures of home. Home cooking, homegrown, homemade everything. With Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville, even home mortgages and home refis are comfortable with online applications and our specialists by appointment. Go to mebanking.com. Easy as pie, homemade or not. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. We're the people behind every light switched on for the baby's 2 a.m. feeding, the computer you start up to begin your business day, and we're always there, down the line, powering farms and industry somewhere across Arkansas. We're a network of nearly 2,500 team members delivering more than just electricity. We deliver power through our family of 17 local electric distribution co-ops. We are the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Power and people.
We continue with the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
40-0, Greenwood with the lead over Mountain Home at halftime. And Sonny, as you can expect with a score like that, the stats are just as lopsided at halftime, aren't they?
They certainly are. Greenwood, 445 yards of total offense in the first half to Mountain Home's 56. The Bombers have struggled on both sides, whether it's running or passing. McKay's 3 for 10 for 15 yards, all completed to Logan Walker. He has 12 rushes for 6 yards. Hershberger has 8 carries for 20 yards. Richmond, I think he's done for the night. He's 17 of 20 for 324 yards. Wilkinson, 14 carries for 91 yards so far. And Mount Home has one other completed pass. Sophomore quarterback Brady Barnett, 1 for 1 for 10 yards, and threw that to McKay.
He did. 21 first downs for the Bulldogs, 4 for the Bombers in the first half. We'll see. Obviously, the clock's going to be running. Mercy rules in effect in the second half. But just anxious to see how the Bombers come out and play in the second half, Sonny.
Definitely. Want to see what kind of adjustments we've made. I also think that we should probably see some younger faces here coming into the ball game. I mean, the end of this game or the final score of this game is really not – the victor's not in doubt.
Right.
Get through this thing healthy. Get recouped. I mean, you knew it was going to be your perfect effort to be competitive in this ball game. We haven't had that. And Greenwood's shown their dominance so far. So regroup, get ready for Van Buren, because that's really where your conference season is beginning. You're playing the two toughest teams in the conference right off the bat.
That's true.
You need to make hay in the next few weeks.
We'll get the second half started in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We're moments away from more football action. This has been the Acumen Audio Halftime Show. The second half kicks off next on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
At FNBC, we've been focused on community for over 100 years. To us, that means providing products and services that meet our customers' needs. It's that kind of community and customer focus that brought me to FNBC. Hi, this is Melanie Britt, and I'm proud to be a part of the FNBC Community Banking Team right here in Mountain Home. I invite you to stop by and pull up a chair at our office, located at 102 Highway 62 East, to see how we can help you with your banking needs. You and FNBC, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.